Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, that was music from Cameo from 1982. Of course, that is from the Alligator Woman album. Of course, that is Flirt. And check out that album. The album has a beautiful picture of Vanity on that. What a beautiful Alligator Woman. Yeah, she's the Alligator Woman. So, anyway, good evening to you. I'm Don Fleming on a brand new edition of Throwback Thursday Night. Every Thursday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Let's see, we got music on the way. I got some Michael Jackson on the way. What else? I think I got some Starpoint. I think I'm going to hook up some Starpoint on the way. And I got some a classic, Curtis Harrison of the BB&Q band. So guys, keep it right here for the next couple of hours. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Make sure you tell a friend to check us out on Facebook. We are Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. And also want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, Solar Records Radio, all one big word, $ Solar Records Radio. So if you want to support the show by that. And also want to remind you, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise supporting the show. That way we have cups, mugs, shirts, caps. And I think I want to say we still have masks because a lot of people are still, we're still doing the pandemic thing. So we want you guys to stay safe at the end of the day also. But anyway, let's go ahead and start this show off. I'm going to give you some classic. I never really start off the show with a classic 70s. I should. And it's not like I'm doing it on purpose, but I love this song for some reason. I want to take you all the way back to 1973. This is music from Al Wilson. The name of the song is called Show and Tell. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it's Solar Records Radio.
Till you came into my life, and these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night, girl. And here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Anywhere inside,
anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide. Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. That was music from The Gap Band from 1984, of course, from the 4 album. That was I Found My Baby. What a beautiful, what a beautiful song. What a beautiful video. It's a cute video. It's, they're playing like The Gap, the brothers, of course, the Wilson brothers, are playing like these detectives, and this little boy comes. He looks for his sister. He's looking for his sister. And they're, you know, they're trying to find in the whole, all that good stuff ensues and wackiness ensues, I guess. This is a cute video. Of course, I Found My Baby from the Gap Band. Before that, from 1983, of course, the lovely Miss Chaka Khan, Ain't Nobody. And, of course, started off the block all the way to 1973, Mr. Al Wilson named the song. It's called Joe and Tell. And again, guys, I want to remind you, if you are on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page. You know how it goes. Their friend can like it, then their friend can like it, then their friend's friend can like it. We're coming up on, what, 2,000 likes. So it's all good. A lot of people are engaging on the page, and thank you so much. Keep it clean. But thank you so much for contributing to the show. Also want to remind you, you can go to wardellpottsjr.com or solarricketsradio.com. If you want to donate to the show, you can click on the donate button. Also want to remind you, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. And I love, for those who don't know, I love music. I love all genres of music. You know, me and Wardell was talking the other day. We were talking about easy listening. You know, there was a lot of great easy listening, soft rock. They call it soft rock, and I called it white R&B, especially from like the late 70s and early 80s. And, of course, we lost Bobby Caldwell. Of course, I think about a week ago or earlier in the week, he passed on. And a lot of people have been doing like these Bobby Caldwell tributes and whatnot. And I'm going to go ahead and play his music a little later on. But we're talking about that soft rock. And again, we called it white R&B. Well, I'm going to do this block dedicated to all of that soft rock, if it's okay to you. Because, you know, again, you know, great music, again, transcends color. But on a moment of levity, you just say, oh, that's white R&B. That's what it is. So I want to take you all the way back. One of my favorite songs from this group, take you back to 1980. Of course, this is what you hear in the background. This is music from the group Ambrosia. Yes, what you hear in the background. It's called The Biggest Part of Me. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Keep me realizing you're the biggest part of me.
Stand or die.
dream about you and I. Summer's come and gone, and the nights, they seem so long. Come on over tonight. Come on over. It's gonna be a cool night. Just let me hold you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday, Don Fleming, Wardell Fox Jr. Of course, that was my, what was it? That was my white R&B block. Of course, I talked about easy listening, that soft rock of the late 70s, early 80s. Of course, what you just heard from 1978 music from Gino Vannelli, I Just Want to Stop. I love that. Grew up loving that song. Didn't know he was white, probably till I was maybe 12 or 13 years old. But I was like, I used to sing that song. This is what mom used to be like, stop singing that song. You don't even know the words. So I stopped singing. But anyway, well, in front of her like that, you know, trolling my mom. How dare I? Of course, Gino Vannelli, I Want to Stop. I Just Want to Stop. I'm sorry. Before that, the 1981 music from the late, great Paul Davis, Cool Night. Beautiful song. I love that. I love that he has a song called I Go Crazy. It was just as beautiful. And, of course, started off the block, a little Ambrosia, The Biggest Part of Me. Got an hour and 22 minutes left, so I am jamming with you. I am at 90% as far as my voice. You can tell I've been sucking on these cough drops like they're candy, so I'm trying to get the voice back slowly but surely. But I'm getting there, so bear with me, guys. I want to remind you, again, I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, playing old school R&B, funk, and so let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I like these cats when they first came out. You know, they had the song off the, if you guys remember the movie Bebe's Kids, they had a song called, I think, Tear It Up. And, of course, they went on and, you know, they were still teenagers kind of singing that grown folks music. And there were three of them. And they was called, and of course, they went IMX. And, of course, they started off as the group Immature. So I want to take you back to 1994, one of my favorites from the, of course, that Never Lie album. This is called, shout out to Marcus Houston, by the way. Hopefully we'll try to get him on the show. But this is called I Don't Mind, the group Immature. You guys keep the lock right here at Solar Records Radio.
Here are the
That's music from Starpoint from 1985, name of the song called Restless. Before that, music from the late, great Curtis Harrison from the BB&Q band from 1983. That is I Want You All the Night. What a beautiful song. I love that, love that, love that song from 1983. And, of course, started off the block from 1994, actually the summer of 95 when the actual song came out, music from the group Immature. They call them late, baby. You know, they always got the joke saying that they were like a Nickelodeon version of Jodeci at the time, but I loved it all the same. That was I Don't Mind, group Immature. Got an hour and 4 minutes left, so again, plenty of time to jam with you, plenty of time to hang out with you, of course. I'm going to open the phone line, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. If you want to hang out, talk to a brother. Your brother kind of lonely. No, it's all good. You got a request, I definitely want to definitely hook you up. Let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I was a big fan. Of course, I'm a big fan of the music. Oh, if you like the little soft rock one, the little soft rock block I did, little white orange, we called it white R&B. And all of that, having a little fun. Of course, the music was just great nonetheless, you know. But I'm going to go ahead and, as I promised, I mentioned this brother. And of course, if you guys remember a couple of years ago on the Soul Train Music Awards, they did kind of a tribute to white artists and white R&B. Had John B. there and who else did it? I think he had... was it Dave Sanborn was on the, I'm trying to remember, but I do remember Bobby Caldwell being on there, and everyone's just jamming nonetheless. Again, when this song came out in 1978, a lot of people just didn't know, and then, of course, the album cover, he was kind of like chilling on the bench in the silhouette, so, but anyway. Music from Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do For Love, Keep It Locked, Soul Eye Records Radio.
Guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in the daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let you. I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Listening to Soulah Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr., of course. That was music from Mr. Freddie Jackson from 1988, of course. That is Hey Lover. Before that, I had to hook up a little, I forgot who I put on before that. That's crazy. Before Earth, Wind, and Fire from 1977 Fantasy, of course. You forget Earth, Wind, and Fire, man. I feel like I need to slap myself for that. And, of course, started off the block, little Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love, of course, from 1978. Rest in peace to Bobby Caldwell, of course. The Cat in the Hat, My Flame, Open Your Eyes, such a great a collection of music, man. Definitely left a legacy. And who do we have here? We have my partner, Wardell Podge. I mention his name, and he is here. What's up, Wardell? What's going on?
What's going on, old man? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I slept well. And then when I woke up, I missed about half of your show, and I was like, I didn't want to bug him. I know he's doing his thing, so. I had some good sleep.
Good. That's what you need, man. You needed it, obviously. Congratulations. Glad you got your
What's been up, man?
Hey, man, I just wanted to chime in and say thank you. I'm enjoying your music and say hello to everybody and just keep on doing what you're doing. Thank you for taking us back down memory lane again here. And just so happy. That's all. I had a great show earlier today. Had a great show. Really enjoyed myself and all good.
That's dope, man. I'm glad to have y'all hanging out with me and everything. How are the animals?
Oh, yeah. So my dog, she's gone to have her puppies. She's at with the breeder. So we get her back in 8 weeks. My cats are just about them in. My horses are good. The cattle are always good. And we're just chilling, like no chickens. I don't want to get chickens for a while because we got so attached to them because we're city people trying to do the country thing, and we got so attached to the chickens. They were like our pets, and then the raccoons came and ate them. We're like, whoa,
what?
And so, yeah, man, crying, everybody crying around here over the chickens getting eaten. It was a scene. We were having funerals for the chickens.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it was sad, man. It was so sad. It was just like, and it was like in 2 weeks, the raccoons and the possums, they all came after our chickens. But it was when we had a drought, and they were just like desperate for food, and they were like, okay, well, we can't find any out here. We know where some are. They went and tore the cage. They tore the wall of the cage off to get into chicken coop. I mean, it's a wall. They tore a wooden wall down. I put a cage around it and made it really tight, tied a metal cage around it so they couldn't get in there, and they please. And when there's any hungry, when a wild animal is hungry, they going to get what they need to get, do what they need to do. They tore that thing up, man. And I was at 3:00 in the morning. I was like, I just don't feel right. And I got up and I walked out there and I saw it was busted open. And I was crying. Oh. My horse was like, what's the matter, man?
What's wrong, dog?
He was like, well, go on over there and give me something to eat. It'll make you feel better. I know that's
you
what
silly.
He was thinking. He always wanted to eat. He was just like, and those chickens used to be, you know, close to the horses because the horses, every time they eat, they drop food out their mouth and the chickens pick it up and eat it. So they're like cousins or something. So I was hoping the horses would have protected them. The horses ain't protecting nobody. They probably was just eating while their little cousins was getting eaten. Sad.
You are on a roll today when it comes to the animals out
well,
there.
Ask,
yeah, I guess
well,
they keep you busy, man.
Yeah.
They keep you busy.
Yes, they are. We have 5 cats on the land, and my daughter, 2 of them are hers, and she's gone. So we're feeding 5 cats this weekend. 5 of them, like, Lord.
Man,
I love it.
It was dope. And I ought to troll you to do a block since you called so late. No, but it's all good, man. I'm glad you're here. Seriously, man. I'm so glad you're here.
You.
And that, you know, I hooked up that Gap band for you, man. I know you like that song. You were mentioning. Yeah, I had to hook that up for you, and I hooked up some Star Point. I said, you know what? I'm going to play some Star Point for Wardell. I'm going to play that Gap band for you. And of course, I started off the show with Cameo Flirt. And I was like, you know what? I go to your stash and play She's Strange, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and play Flirt this week. I don't know. I might play She's Strange next week. I might get in your stash and play a couple of things. You got the SOS band. I was looking in your stash, and I'm just like, he's got some great songs that he probably haven't touched in months. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in his stash and do his thing. But you know what, man? I'm going to start it. We got about how much we got in there? We got about 41 minutes left, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday from 8 to 10 p.m. We do what we do, playing great music, R&B. So, I was earlier in the show, I did an easy listening / soft rock block, and I called it white R&B. We kind of talked about it, joked about it the other day. And I told them, you know, again, I don't want to offend anybody or anything like that, but, you know, so just a moment of levity, because we say, he's like, oh, basically soft rock in the late 70s and early 80s, that was white R&B. So I played, like, some Gino Vannelli, and I played Ambrosia, you know, and Paul Davis. So a lot of great music from a lot of these white artists. And the funny thing about it, it got, even in the early 80s, it got a lot of radio play on, quote unquote, on black stations, man. And that was the beauty of just great music. And again, that transcends race. You know, we talk about this all the time, man. And I had to hook that up. And of course, I started off the block in the last block with Bobby, the late great Bobby Caldwell. And What You Won't Do for Love. But man, you know what? I'm gonna go downstairs and do what I do. If please do the honors, brother. You are in the captain's chair. Let's see what you got for the people. You know, usually Wardell will go all the way back to the 60s on your hind part. And I love it. He does that. But hey, the floor is yours, brother.
Now?
And you know what? I'll start it off. How about I start it
off?
I'm
ready.
And then
I'm ready.
Oh, you ready?
I'm ready.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
You ready, Freddie? He said ready. Wardell doesn't rhyme with ready, but that's why. Okay, you ready, Freddie? Ready, Wardell?
I'm ready. I am ready like Freddie. Here we go. And so I just ready. Oh, we got to do what we got to do. Guys, don't let the music stop. That is one amazing song right there. Man, oh man, Don, I just, when I hear Roberta Flack sing that song, I just go, whoa. Ooh, what a beautiful song.
No, man. I love that song.
What a great lyric.
I love
Roberta
Flack. I was introduced to Roberta Flack through a whooping. I got a whooping. I was playing Frisbee with her album. I think it was my grandmother tore me up because that was her album. Actually, no, it was my mother's album. And my mother tore me up. Actually, my mother and grandmother took turns because they both loved Roberta Flack. And I'm like, what's the big deal? But then, you know, you got older and like, oh, okay, this woman is the real deal. I shouldn't have done that. I would have whooped myself. But what a great artist. She's still, 80, how old is she, 86, 87 years old now, and still kind of, you know, took a little step back from touring, but I think she's kind of back into it, getting back into it. So,
wow.
What an amazing artist, what an amazing woman. I love that album. I love that afro she used to have back in the day. And yeah. the project she did with the late Donny Hathaway, I love it, man. I love it. But hey, Hank of a Block, man. You started off with the SOS band and on the Rocky Robbins, man, and the song that you produced, right?
Yeah, I wrote it and produced it. Yeah.
Man,
I finally found the one for you, and that's me.
That's dope.
He finally found
that's
the one.
Dope.
That's funny.
That's a jam, man. I love that. I love that. And of course, we had Rocky Robbins. Of course, he's a friend to the show. He's a friend of the show. And we had him on my show, Throwback Thursday Night, a few months back. I think back in, last May, if I'm not mistaken. And we talked about this music on the Beverly Hills soundtrack and a lot of You and Me being real popular on the show The Shy. Just a great dude, man. What an amazing brother. And, you know, just the whole, to me, just one of the architects of that whole Minneapolis movement. You know, of course, not dealing with, you know, wasn't really like on with Prince or anything like that, but there was a lot of great music that was coming out of Minneapolis, and he doesn't give the credit he deserves.
Oh, wow. I hate that. The true fans
know his music, and of course we talk about, you know, you talk about Lips Incorporated and of course you talk about Prince and all of these groups that come from Minneapolis that was all vestiges from that whole Prince sound. But Rocky Robbins doesn't really get in. Of course, he had his own lane, but at the same time, when you talk about Minneapolis, you don't really have him in that conversation, not the ones that I hear about. So Rocky Robbins to me was a true sound that was coming out of that, you know, a lot of those producers that worked with him, of course, including you. Just an amazing brother, man, and we gotta have him back soon.
Just say the word. What's my girl that you had that I really like?
Carlita Duran.
Yeah, I want to get her back on too. What a talent. Dude, that girl's a talent, man.
Oh, man. She is amazing. We got about 17 minutes left, right? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying that Denise Williams too. That was a fun interview. Want to get her back on. And that when she was on, she was so sweet. That girl is sweeter than candy, man. I was like, whoa. Listen, and she kills it. Her voice is, I mean, she is authentic. She's an authentic old school artist. I mean, she comes on and she treats you like, you know, she's your auntie or something. Like, whoa, man, auntie. She's so sweet, you know, that sweet little voice. And then when she's talking to you, it's the same thing. It's so good. I so enjoyed the interview you did on her. That was great.
Hey, speaking of Denise Williams, we got a little block. So what you hear in the background, of course, from her Anissi album, this is called Cause You Love Me Baby, all the way from 1976. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
gonna be one of them days. I can feel it.
On a day like today, God, I spend nothing went my way, trying to find some peace within. But there ain't no rest for the weary man. Everything seems to get me down. Looking everywhere just to find a smile.
Bernard Wright, Who Do You Love from 1985. Of course, rest in peace to that brother also. And, of course, started off the block with Niecy. Of course, the lovely Miss Denise Williams, Because You Love Me, Baby, all the way back to 1976. Got about another 4 minutes left. Going to wrap it up for us. But coming up tomorrow, I want to remind you, 3 to 5 p.m., kicking off the weekend celebrating the legacy of Solar Records, the sound of Los Angeles Records. And I don't need to toot my horn on that. Wardell can talk about that. What you got for the what's for the people tomorrow, man? You never know who's gonna call in.
That's right, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. John Fleming, Wardell Price Jr. We'll see you then. Have a blessed and beautiful night. And let's just go down memory lane with Shalimar, Lakeside, Dynasty, The Deal, you know, and The Whispers. Oh, it's going to be fun. Midnight Star, Climax. Yeah, come on, guys. Come hang out with us. We're going to have a ball. Appreciate you guys. God bless and much love.
Well, hey, man, thank you for hanging out with me, man. Do the honors if you want to. Give them a little treat of what's in store for tomorrow, man. Are you still on the board?
Yes, I can be. You know me. I love it.
Take us home. Take us home, man.
Take us home. All right, guys. Well, who do I want to play with you? Okay,
you always joke with me because of my voice, and I sound like Eddie Murphy when I laugh. So I can't really do it now because I can't do it now. So I almost did it, but I can't do it.
I love it when you do it, man. It's so cool. I mean, he really sounds like him. It's a no joke.
You silly.
Okay.
Take us home.
All right, man.
you guys have a great Thursday evening.
Alrighty, take it easy, guys, and we'll see you next time on Soul Art Records Radio. I'm Fleming Wardell Price.
Good night, guys.
In the heat of the night, I must have lost control. In the heart.